Welcome everyone to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So last episode we were looking at how we have these understandings, and how do they relate to our meditation? And we realized, like, in going to sleep, we don't need our iPhone, we don't need our car. Right? We don't even need our relationships to go to sleep. In the same way, when we meditate, we don't need any of these philosophies. Now, having said that, I'm giving you a philosophy, or I gave you a philosophy, which you can use, last episode. So what's the difference between that and something else? Well, there are philosophies that can sort of destruct our understandings. They are also philosophies, but they're more sort of enlightened philosophies, if you will. They're not based on duality. Okay, so in this episode, we're going to look at non-duality a little bit more. And the idea with that is that we want to understand that a lot of what our religion is based on duality, in the sense of God being transcendental and solely so, right? So we have the Lord, and we have basically everything else, and in that way we have sort of inherent duality. And, you know, we have many different names for that same Lord. You know, there are as many names for the Lord as there are different paths. You know, if you're an atheist, then you will think of it in terms of, you know, whatever it is that you happen to believe in the moment, right? But regardless, we know that there's a lot of names for it. But no matter what it is, it's going to be the same in all of these various paths. So, and we can call that consciousness too. So, you know, if you're an atheist, at least you can believe in consciousness. And that can be your Lord. Okay. So, that is the non-duality, because as soon as you identify God as consciousness, it implies a non-duality, because everything can be seen as consciousness. And that's really the sort of the true way, the true philosophy that we're going to be using. So nevertheless, we perform actions in the world, and these actions are based upon essentially duality, you know, the idea of virtue and sin and right and wrong. And that's how we understand our lives, and that's called the karma mala. And we look at things in terms of differences, you know, but that shouldn't surprise you, because, you know, even an enlightened being will accept duality for the purposes of behavior. You know, an enlightened being doesn't put his hat on his feet, and he doesn't put his shoes on his head. An enlightened being still knows how to get dressed. So he still understands, or he or she still understands, you know, the nature of differences, right? And we should also understand that as well. Okay, so, but nevertheless, we have the pure creation and the impure creation. The impure creation is going to be based upon a philosophy of duality, where the pure creation is going to be dependent on this non-duality, although it's not as if we forget the duality, right? We're aware of the duality, but we're also aware that it is truly non-dual. Okay, so now how should we behave in this world? And the idea is we should meditate. We should meditate. We should chant. And these are the things that we've been instructed to do. And by doing them, our actions don't bind us. We're able to get beyond the notion of action. So generally speaking, whatever we do binds us. You know, someone will say, hey, I saw you doing that. You know, it's kind of like that, right? God is witnessing everything, and God will say to us, hey, you went for a walk. How dare you? You know, something like that, but not really. I mean, not negatively. It's just that all actions can be something that binds us. But through chanting and meditation, we realize that our actions are non-action. We get into the state of non-action, and that's really the highest attainment. And so that's what we should be doing. That's why people say, hey, meditate. You should be meditating. Okay, and that's basically what I say in all of these episodes. I say the same thing. All right, so we're going to try to obviously attain enlightenment. And that's this non-dual, this non-action state, this perfection. It's just consciousness. It's not anything different than your own inner self. It's all pervasive. So when we turn within, we can attain enlightenment. Because as soon as we turn within, now we're meditating on our own inner self. And that's the knowledge that we should really have. There are, you know, lots of different knowledge. Lots of different kinds of knowledge out there. We talked about that on the last episode, that we really want to kind of give up our other kinds of knowledge for the true knowledge, which I'm trying to, you know, disseminate on these episodes. But the greatest knowledge is that knowledge of the inner consciousness. I am Shiva. I am the Lord. I am the Self. That's kind of what the knowledge looks like. So, okay. So we recognize that, you know, that everything is consciousness. We at least have that idea if we're an atheist or whatever we are. But the goal is to say, I am consciousness. The end is I am consciousness. So you can, if you accept consciousness and you accept this non-duality, the goal really is to place yourself in that, to merge into that. And as a result, you believe, okay, I am consciousness too. And this awareness, I am consciousness, it would be your attainment in that non-dual setting, which is absolutely scripturally accurate. You know, there's many faiths that will tell you that you're a sinner. And this is not true. It's not true in any way, because where's modern science going to say that you're a sinner? You know, if they look at your brain, where can they find sin in the brain? Where can they find sin in your blood? You know, so sin actually isn't a truism as much as we think it is. But that's how we generally live our lives. We live our lives with this dual notion that God is solely transcendental and that we're separate from God from birth to death, that there's no means of attainment of God, especially in the West, and that we're a sinner. And that's the highest teaching you can find. But, you know, these podcasts aren't so much Western, they're Eastern. So the Eastern says, okay, consciousness is God, consciousness is all pervasive, and I am consciousness. I am not a sinner, right? You're a sinner if you tell me that I'm a sinner. That's kind of the East. That's the Eastern way of looking at it. And we take the help of enlightened beings to give us the true knowledge. And the true knowledge really is I am consciousness. Okay. And this is a very important point because, this is, these podcasts are for a Western audience, so the Western audience isn't going to understand that so much. So you really, we need to meditate. And through that, through the meditation, you come to see that, just like a shirt is made of threads, consciousness really pervades all objects. There's nothing separate from consciousness. So a man is consciousness, a woman is consciousness, sin is consciousness, virtue is consciousness, and lack of understanding is consciousness. Ignorance is consciousness as well. The dance, the play is consciousness. The illusion is consciousness. When you watch a movie, it's not real, right? So you recognize, okay, this is a production, right? In the same way, what we're seeing isn't real, right? But it's still consciousness. It's not as if that the world exists separate from consciousness. So, the philosophy in Vedanta will say, okay, the world is unreal, and knowledge of that is enlightenment. But the Kashmir Shaivism says, which is another philosophy of India, will say that the world does exist, it just exists as consciousness. So very much like threads and cloth, the cloth is made of threads, and the threads pervade all of the cloth. Consciousness pervades all of the universe. And so we say that the universe is actually a play of cosmic consciousness. And so that's why, we can't obviously leave ourselves out of that. So we should be thinking of ourselves like that, because we're the best instrument. We use the laboratory of our own self. And so we would also say, I am consciousness in that context. Because if the world is a play of consciousness, we are also part of that world. So we would also be consciousness. And that's how we should see ourselves. We should see ourselves as consciousness. And that can be how you meditate. So hopefully this has been enlightening for you. And it's very similar to ice and water. You have, you think of yourself as consciousness, but that same consciousness becomes you. So you could say that consciousness lives in you as you. And that's how you should probably think as you're meditating. Because like ice and water, ice is the matter, say your own body, it dissolves into consciousness. But then, in the same way, when water freezes, it becomes ice again. It's not really the different substance. So, in the same way, your body can dissolve into consciousness, but it also can become matter at a later point. But it's not as if the fundamental notion of your body has changed. Ice is still water. So you're still consciousness, even though you might perceive your body as matter. And so hopefully that makes sense to you. And we'll leave it right there on this episode. And, with that understanding, your meditation kind of comes spontaneously because you're not really, you're more interested in what's going on inside you because you realize it's actually inside what you want. And so, as soon as you recognize that, then the outer world doesn't become as enticing or interesting to you. You still function in it, right? You're still aware of it. You can still be discriminating in it, but it doesn't attract you so much. And this inward focus is really the focus of the enlightened beings. And it doesn't matter who you are or what your role in the world happens to be, it's the same for all people. So, whoever's listening to this episode, I invite you to turn within and meditate and find your peace within you, where it exists. It's in you as you. So I just want to say thank you to everyone listening today, and we will be doing more things in the future. But for now, I'd like to sign off. This has been Josh Barzell for Modern World Zen.